Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Mark Rawson, and I'd like to welcome you to another night of Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, we have In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie on every Thursday at 8 o'clock. And if you miss any part of the show, or if you want to go back and listen to any of the replays, you can go back to those in our archives by going to the main website, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. As always, I always like to tell you to make sure to go over and check out drconniesays.com and see her website. She's got some freebies up there, which you should check out, and a really great service that she's offering right now, which is an email reading for $25. So definitely a great offer and something you should check out. And with that, if you want to call in and ask questions, we'll be taking callers on the half hour. The phone number is 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And with that, I'm going to turn the show over to you, Dr. Connie.
Thank you, Mark. Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Connie McNeil, and I am very honored and humbled to have you tune in with me this evening. I'd like to open with a prayer. Father God, you are so awesome, and you are so loving, and everything that we want and everything that we hope to be in you. Thank you for your divine guidance for the angels and ascended masters. Thank you that they are no further away than a simple request for their presence and their assistance. Thank you for walking with us each step of the way, for knowing what we need, for knowing what we want, and for fulfilling our heart's desires. Give us ears to hear. Give us eyes to see. Let us live each day in our heart and know that our greatest abundance and all that we have lies in you. Thank you. So what I want to talk about tonight is a question I know a lot of you ask, and that's, why does life have to be so hard? Why does our spiritual journey, or any journey for that matter, for many of us, just seem like a pushing water uphill? And I was talking to the angels and asking the angels about this, and they gave me some insights that I wanted to give to you. They said that people are on one of two paths. We are either on the path of the many, which is following the crowd, not taking personal responsibility for our actions, wanting somebody else to blame, and letting others do the work for us, or the thinking for us. And we don't generally start out giving our strength, our mindset, our wills over to other people. Many times it is just a series of decisions that we make, one decision at a time. For many of us, in the homes that we grew up, we were not given permission to, you know, go out on the narrow path and seek our spiritual guidance. For many of us, it's get a job, get married, have kids, stay at work. You got to have your job to support yourself. You got to live in a certain community or have a certain belief structure. or other limiting type of mindset, which reminds me of a story of a man who had a friend who worked in a circus. He worked with the elephants. And the man went with his friend as the circus employee was tending to the animals. And he looks down at these huge, massive beasts, these multi-ton animals, and he noticed that the only thing holding them in place is a stake with a rope around it, and the rope is looped around the leg, and the rope is tied to the stake, and the stake is in the ground, and they're just standing there. So the man says, why don't they just, all they have to do is move their foot, and they could just walk off. So what keeps them in this spot? And his friend, the circus employee, said, well, the way this works is when they are baby elephants, instead of a rope and a wooden stake, we put a metal stake and a big heavy chain around their foot. Every time they move, their foot hurts. So they just learn to not move, to avoid the pain. And when we get them to the point that they don't move anymore, well, then we can just replace the thick chain and the thick stake with a simple rope and a wooden stake, which worked very fine until the circus caught on fire. And now the elephants, in their natural survival instinct, risked what they thought was going to be painful and moved their foot, and the stake came out, and they just ran out of the tent. And after that, they were never able to have those elephants come back and just stand still with the rope and the stake. And many of us have the same limiting expectation that if we take a risk, if we move our foot, if we speak our mind, if we find our voice, if we follow our heart, if we go against what our family says, that there's going to be some sort of irreparable consequence to that. The limitation that started with our foot chained to the ground has now come up to our mind, and once the limitation gets into our mind, you don't even have to have a stake in the ground. You don't even have to have a rope. We're going to stay in our same mindset and in our same thinking because we don't even know that we have an option. That is the crowd of the many. That is the followers. If somebody in some advertising something somewhere comes up with a clever, catchy commercial, then if we can get enough pretty people to advertise for these products, we're all over it. It's got to be great because so-and-so said it was. Not because I think it is, but because so-and-so said it was. So what the angels are telling me is that many people stay on the path of the many. And one of the reasons why it's so hard to stay on the path of the many because we are not fulfilling our deepest heart's desire. We came into this world to fulfill a certain purpose. And if I'm going to follow what somebody else says or what somebody else does or somebody else's belief or live in somebody else's mindset, unique thing that I am never gets a chance to flourish. And there's it just seems like it's so hard trying to find peace and contentment and your place in the world when you don't allow your that inner piece of you, that godness in you, to have a say, and to that you dwell and you think on that. And then there's many people who say, well, I am not following the path of the many. I am on the pill hard. And I still find that I'm pushing water uphill. And it's still the struggle. And what the angels were telling me with this group of people was one of the reasons it's so hard is because we're going against, if you think of the world as a big collective mindset and a big collective belief system of we have to think a certain way or do a certain something, and then you have these few individuals who are wanting to make a change or wanting to find their voice and do their own thing, it's like we're having to pull away and struggle against the mindset of the many. We have to forge a path for ourselves. It's very easy for me if I go along with everybody else. I don't have to think, and the road is just right there, and I just go on it. But if I'm walking my spiritual path, I'm creating and forging my way. Many times it is, I don't know where I'm going. I'm walking in faith. And it's one step in front of the other. And I have a great respect, a tremendous respect, for a friend of mine who I've just been informed today has a job interview. And I have watched this person knowing that they are an enlightened individual and knowing their commitment to following their path and being faithful to their journey. I have watched this individual and marveled at their ability just to keep one foot in front of the other until now time is right, right people are in the right place, that movement, and you actually get to see the many seeds you have planted, you actually get to see the growth of that. So that's what happens when we're on our personal path. It's moving against the crowd and the mindset, and it's actually behaving in a very different way. I believe in my higher power. I believe in a universal benevolence. I believe I have a place and a purpose. So my very actions and thoughts are going to be different, the collective group. One of the things that the angels were very clear about, very clear, is they told me that we watch and we wait for you to call on us. We see the road and how to help you. We, and for many of us, even for those on our journey, when it gets scary or it gets dark or and we feel this tug to go, you know, to the right, and we get so fearful that we either kind of stay still or we kind of shift to the left a little bit. So the angel said, we're moving you on the path you're supposed to be on. We're moving you further down the path. And then the angel said, we find that there's some resistance. And when there's that resistance, it becomes harder because the more we resist, the more fearful we get. And the angels are not going to, you know, tie a rope around our waist and drag us. It's almost like they're just gently standing in front of us and coaxing, but it's like they're one step ahead of us. And they're moving they're moving backward on the path as we face the angel. So instead of us putting our foot forward in an unknown spot, we're putting our foot where the angels have just stepped back. They're moving backwards, we're moving forwards. So every time they take a step backwards, we take a step forward, but we've actually stepped into the very footprints of the angels who are guiding us. For those of us, it is time for us to make a stand and to be stronger in our faith and to look at the purpose for which we are here for. And what we do is we get caught up in, I want the job, I want the relationship, I want the car, I want the, you know, I want the looks, I want the money, I want the prizes. I want all the prizes that the world says we're supposed to have in order to show that we're a success. I didn't read this book, but I saw a title. I don't even remember where I saw it, but I thought it was the greatest title ever. This guy wrote this book, and he said, God is not a vending machine, so why do we pray to him like he is? And we get so caught up in plunking our quarters, you know, our prayer quarters, into this machine and pressing a button and saying, okay, God, I want this car. I mean, the world is crashing and burning, and we're overpopulating the earth, and we're polluting the very ground that we walk on, and the toxins seep into Mother Earth and the very energy of its core. And we're worried about what kind of car we're going to drive. And it's like the angels are, for there are some of us who this is a huge wake-up call and a wake-up time to say, it's time to open your eyes. It's time to look. It's time to dig into your heart and find that passion that is a God-given passion, the reason that you came here, and begin to nurture that. And that takes commitment. That takes study. Most all of you know I have a PhD in psychology, but I also have a specialization in neuropsychology, which is looking at the combination of brain trauma, whether it's through traumatic brain injury or stroke or tumor or any other event that happens to the body that affects the brain, and how that damage to the brain affects mood and behavior. And some of the toughest courses I ever had were neuroanatomy and my neuropsych classes, and I would walk out and my brain would hurt. It would be so full of information. I couldn't even process it all, but I would be so full of just words and new information that I didn't even know what to do with myself. That's the kind of study. That's the kind of digging into this faith walk so that we're less likely to run to the God vending machine and plunk in our prayer quarter and say, okay, now I want, because that keeps us off of the path of the few. All that stuff that you want comes to you in a much more fulfilled way when it comes as a result and through your higher, gee, I'm really lonely, let me just go out and find somebody to date. And I hope you understand what I'm saying, that because God doesn't care. God's not threatened by how much money we have, how nice a car we have, you know, what our body looks like, how smart we are. God's not threatened by any of that. God doesn't care what we have. He doesn't care. As long as it doesn't pull us away from the thing we are brought here to do. And for many of us, for many, 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 many of us, the ability to fulfill our divine purpose, when we came in and said, I want to do this, part of the package of fulfilling that divine purpose is, okay, now you have to go through this. You have to learn this lesson. You have to walk this path. You have to go through this dark cave. You have to be, you know, cold with only a little bit of a fire as opposed to a great blazing fire. Your needs are going to be met. You're going to be okay. But it's not going to be the joyride and the comfort cruise. You came in saying, I want to do this. Okay, great. Now you have to do this. And it's being faithful, and that's why I'm so impressed and awed at my friend who walked the journey. And that's what it takes for all of us in the midst of this stuff. Of course God didn't abandon us. That's when he stands the closest. As we step forward, we only step forward because the angel stepped backwards. The angels tell me to tell you that there are times when you forget you are spirit. We get so caught up in this earthly stuff and living in the land of the mindset of the many. So, of course, we're supposed to have the relationship and the job and the car and the house and the, you know, the 2.5 children and the, you know, the dog and the cat. We're supposed to have all of that. And in our mind, just like with the elephants, with the rope and the wooden stake, we have this still these human thoughts because we are human. We're having a spiritual experience, but we're still in the confines of a human body. So we sometimes forget that we are connected to the One. We forget that we're here and we are fully equipped to do our divine purpose. We came in with everything we needed, the desire for the education. We came in with the desire to do whatever it would do in art. For some people, our divine purpose is to grow beautiful things or paint beautiful things, and we come in with that knowledge. But what the angels are telling me is that it's time for a huge wake-up call, so that we're moving forward in our journey and moving the world into a place of love and compassion and understanding instead of greed and dominance, whether it's a male dominance or whether it's a cultural dominance. It's finding the balance in all things. So if you're listening to this message, it's because probably telling you that it's time to get even more serious. It's time to get very serious, like your life depended on it serious, to having the the Christ consciousness, to have the wanting to be in service to others, of taking personal responsibility for, you know what, I made that choice, I blew it, it is nobody else's fault but mine, and being able to stand in my integrity. And that it's helped exponentially my being able to stand in my integrity and take personal responsibility for the choices that I make, because I know that I have that God's got my back, that I have a higher purpose, that I'm moving toward, even if I don't know where I'm going, that I'm taking the one step at a time to get there. I'm amazed at the times that I write that the angels say repeatedly, we're watching you, we're there, call on us, we want to help, we see your pain, but we also understand your journey because we were there when you chose what you wanted. So we are the very beings to be your guides and your mentors in listening to your intuition, listening to your hunches, so that we can get where we want, and along the way we will have our blessings, and we will be in a place of God's favor and the universal favor, and being able to pull away from, instead of this huge mindset of following the crowd, those of us who are committed to a new mindset, the more energy we put out toward that, then we get to start changing or shifting this big collective mindset over to a universal Christ consciousness, or however you want to couch that. So with that, Mark, I think I'm going to let you do your little spiel.
Okay. I have a little treat for you today. On break, I'm going to play a song for you. But before I do that, let me just let everybody know you're listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. And we're on with Dr. Connie every Thursday from 8 to 9. And with that, I'm going to go to a little bit of a song. And we'll come back right after the song is over. Yeah, right? You're listening to In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie.
Spend all your time waiting for that second chance. Break that would make it okay. There's always some reason to feel not good enough, and it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction. Oh, beautifully, memories seep from my veins.
such a beautiful song, isn't it? And it's so appropriate for, you know, since your show is called In the Arms of the Angels.
That song is why I chose this title, the name of my show.
How's that for your synchronicity for tonight?
Absolutely.
All right. When you're ready, we have a couple callers.
Okay. Did you want to do the your half-hour thing, or did you already do that? I forget.
No. I already did it. We're all set to go.
You already did it. Oh, okay. Well, I'm behind then. All right. I'm ready.
All right. Let's go ahead and bring Deborah on. What did you think of that song, Deborah?
Oh, I really liked it. I could just move back and forth with it. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, you're welcome.
Hello, Deborah. How are you this evening?
Good. Doing good.
And how? Good. How can I help you?
I was wondering if the angels could tell me how I can open my clairvoyance more.
Okay.
And what else you get, too, I guess.
Right. Okay, I'm shuffling the cards. I can see in your head, it's like, it's fuzzy. It's like smoky mist. It's like cotton. And one of the things that the angels are telling me, I'm getting ready to flip the cards, but one of the angel things that the angels are asking for you is two things. Because the cotton that's there, and I'm just going to use the cotton metaphor, but you can use, you know, anything you want. One of the reasons that the cotton is there is because you keep it there. So two things that they're asking you to do. One is to ask them for help to remove the cotton. And because I think you do ask them for help, but then they do remove the cotton, but then you start doubting yourself. And when you start doubting yourself, that starts generating this cottony stuff that I see. So, oh, how funny. Okay. I mean, it's not funny, but it's funny. Does that make sense?
I guess. I guess I kind of wanted to know if it's, I see colors and stuff, you know, like that. And I just, because that's what I'm seeing right now. I see right now when I see stuff.
Okay. Is there, and then what do you...
Okay, what?
And what do you do with that?
What do I do with it?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you said? Oh, okay. I get excited. So.
But when you see the colors, what do you do with the colors?
Oh, with the colors, I try to figure out what they're trying to tell me.
Okay. Well, one of the things that the cards did tell me, the first card that I flipped over, is that you are profoundly clairvoyant. So what they want to do for you is give you that reassurance that the gift that you think that you have, that you do actually have. I also kind of think that you're working too hard to try to figure out what the colors are or what they mean.
Okay.
And you get into this really nice, you know, kind of warm, gooey, yummy spiritual spot. And then your natural clairvoyant abilities start formulating. And the way that they do for you is that you see these colors. And then you flip over into your intellect trying to figure out what the colors mean.
Oh, gotcha.
And when you do that, then you pulled out of this spiritual spot where the angels can just kind of be with you into, okay, let me see, I saw blue, what does blue mean? And that it's shifting you to another place.
Okay.
One of the things that they want you to that will help you with your clairvoyant skills is to always stand in your personal integrity. And that's going to be defined by you. Standing in what you believe, standing in what your sense of what you, what the messages from the angels are for you. And standing in that and believing in that.
Is there a certain one to ask to remove that cotton?
No, any of them would be. Any of them. You have an affinity toward. Oh, I can't tell who it is. You have a connection. Do you see certain colors more than others?
Yes.
Okay, what do you see?
Okay, I see purple, I see blue, I see fuchsia pink and green. Once in a while, I see a darker yellow.
Okay. I do believe that. Do you get healing? Do you get any senses and messages about healing?
Healing? Do I get messages
healing.
About healing?
Healing. Healing with an H, yeah.
Oh, healing. Okay.
Healing, like with an H, yeah, not feeling.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Healing with an H. You mean like doing healing people?
Well, or thinking about when you get your clairvoyance, do you get any sense of people or illness or anything along those lines?
No, not really that, no, uh-uh, that
okay.
I know of, yeah.
Because the sense that I'm getting is that Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael are two of the two angels that work very closely with you.
Okay.
And I would call on them to help remove this cottony stuff. And to help you to stand because... And maybe I'm only getting Raphael because if you use your clairvoyance in your spiritual walk, it's going to be very healing because you'll be able to touch the lives of other people.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, that does. I would love that. Yes.
And I think I get the sense that you're ready. That you can do more than you think you can, and that's where the block is for you.
Okay.
So one last thing that the angels wanted me to tell you was to take those concerns that you have, or any worries that you have, or any questions that you have about your clairvoyant ability and what you should do with it and who you should do it with, put it in a sacred place for you. Some people would call it maybe a God box. You know, a little maybe ornate container that you could write out your questions or your prayer request or whatever, and then put this in a safe place, placed in a visual spot, so that every time you see it, you know that you've given those concerns to God and you don't have to carry them.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay, great. I will. That sounds good. I really appreciate all this.
Yes, ma'am. My pleasure.
So, yes.
Well, you're going to do wonderful work. God bless you.
Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
And I've listened to some of your archives, and those have really helped me, so I wanted to let you know that.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
All right. That's great. Thanks, Deborah.
Uh-huh. Thank you, guys.
All right. Let's bring Trish on. Trish? Hello?
Or not.
She was there a moment ago. All right.
I believe you.
All right. I'm sorry. I didn't get your name, so I apologize for not getting that ahead of time, but you're on with Dr. Connie.
Hi. My name is Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hi. I have a job fair that's coming up in 2 weeks, and I wonder what the angels have to say about this job fair.
Okay. Are you employed now?
Yes, but I am leaving this place.
You're losing the job?
Okay. By the summer.
Okay. You know, as I'm shuffling and getting ready to turn the cards, I wanted to let you know that I was reading an article from a man that I highly respect, and he was talking about the change in energy with relationships. That back in the day, we were, you know, our parents were together. My parents, if my father hadn't passed away, when my parents were married for, you know, 48 years, they'd still be married. So back in the day, people just sort of got together and hung together. And if they had a job, they just stayed at that job forever because that's what they did. But as the world and the energy and the spirit seems to be moving faster, it's like relationships kind of come and go more quickly and jobs come and go more quickly. So I do think you're in the energetic flow, and I do think that it's just for you, this energy that's moving now and kind of shifting you from maybe not a personal relationship, but a work-career relationship and what you learned there, and you learned everything you needed to learn to move you on your spiritual journey. So now it's just time to move to the next level. Does that make sense?
100%, yes.
Okay. One of the things that the angels are asking you to do, when we talk about our chakras, we don't talk a lot about the ear chakras, but right toward our face, right toward our ears, like if it was that point right between where your face turns into your ears. We have an energy source there as well.
Okay.
And what I get the sense that the angels are saying is that you are going to have opportunities at this job fair to listen with your energy, the energy sources that you have, and that you walk in. I see you walking in with wings on. I see you walking into this job fair in your higher power, knowing that you have a higher purpose, and that your ear chakras are going to be a support for you to listen with your spiritual ears and to see with your spiritual eyes the jobs that are available and knowing and you're walking in faith going to happen at this fair is in your highest purpose. And this is a step of faith for you to stand in your power and going into a situation where you don't know, but going in with almost like this goddess, because I see these huge, huge wings on the back of you, just empowering you and supporting you and reminding you that you're much more than just, you know, some poor woman who lost her job and now has to go find another job. Does that make sense?
I hope that is what's going to happen, because I am in a situation where, you know, the cards are decked against me, and I am not sure if I will be able to scoop up a job at this job fair.
The cards are never, ever, write this down, the cards are never stacked against you. You are on a spiritual journey. Everything that happens to you is part of that spiritual journey. You get to go to this job fair you may find the best job ever. But one of the reasons that you are being sent to this job fair is to experience being in a situation standing in all of your power.
And not, hopefully, not end up empty-handed, because, you know, this journey has been long enough to the point where I am feeling very jaded.
Mm-hmm.
It cannot continue like this.
Okay. Now, I have been homeless. I have been unemployed. There is not a lot. I have lost everything in my journey, in my spiritual journey. I don't think God's asking you to do that. I had to do that in order for me to be in a place where I can say, you know what, I totally understand. And you know what, I really do. But I also understand that it was my divine faith of that God had my back, that when one blow came after another, after another, after another, that I knew, and the only thing that I held on to sometimes was just the hope that it was going to get better. One thing
that's going
to help.
Because you cannot get any worse.
Well, there you go. Then there you can only go one direction. If you, my mother told me one time, I said, Mom, I hit bottom. She goes, great, you can only go one direction now. So you can only go up. One of the things that will help you also, do you wear crystals?
No, I don't.
Do you have any crystals?
I have some stones. I don't know what they are.
Okay. So do you wear the stones?
No, they're just like, they're just sitting on my table. I know they're, you know, they're special stones, but I don't know what they are.
Then take your stones with you, energy with you. Take the take the power that's in those stones with you. Archangel Raphael has also showed up in your reading. And you probably know that he's the healing angel. I don't know if this is any sort of a medical something you're going to. But one of the things that he wants to do is to heal your heart. Because you do feel so like you've got the world stacked against you.
Because it has been like this.
I know. So what I would like for you to do is I always think of a dark emerald green when I think of Raphael, of just breathing in his presence.
Well,
and yes, ma'am.
I wonder if this this, you know, streak of bad luck is going to continue.
It's not bad luck, honey. It's not bad luck. It's part of, okay. I don't know if you heard what I said in my talk just a few minutes ago, but I'm going to repeat it for you here because I think it's very important. And this is where you get to put your ear. You're listening with your ear chakras. Listen with your spiritual ears. Came in with a divine purpose. If you didn't want to really follow what the universe had for you, you wouldn't be listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. There's a deep desire for you to find that niche for you with your with respect to your higher purpose. You came in to this life having a purpose, having a something that only you can do. And when you came in with that thing as a package, you also came in order for me to have that purpose and do it to the best of my ability, I'm going to now have to go through a series of steps to get there. And part of that package that you chose when you came into this life was this string of what you're calling bad luck, but which actually is things that you need to happen to you in order to fulfill your life purpose to the best that you can do it. So if you flipped it and said, okay, I'm going through this time, but I chose it because I know God's got something wonderful for me, it's a lot easier to handle than, oh my God, what am I going to do when I walk in and there's 1,000 people and only 2 job openings? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, it's just really hard to be not angry at, you know, the world when you have everything stacked against you. And, you know, the people who are not as spiritual or not living, you know, in the God's way, they're successful and they can step on you and laugh their way out of, you know, out of whatever. And I am left, like, suffering and crying and in tears. And nobody's hearing my prayers.
Look, my brother is an agnostic. He believes in a God, but that God doesn't really mingle with us. My sister-in-law is an atheist. While I was just recently, and I'm talking within the past few months, didn't even have a bed to sleep on, he's telling me about the brand-new house they're buying and the custom furniture that they're having made, and the brand new cars that they bought, and the trip that they're going to take. And I didn't even have a bed to sleep on. But this is part of what I chose to be able to do what I do. And my brother and my sister-in-law have their own journey. They have their own karma. There's going to be something that's going to happen to them in some lifetime that's going to move them toward the best they can be. But in this lifetime, they chose to follow the crowd and not work on their, not promote their spiritual self. You have chosen in this lifetime to follow the few. And because of that, there has been a series of events that you've had to go through, but they are cosmically ordained because you chose it. And if you look at it like that, it, every day is a one day that you can stand a little stronger. And I don't say it lightly, honey. I've been there.
I see. Yeah, I think it's fate that I should listen to this because, I don't know, I came across this website and I heard you talking to the other caller and, you know, and I called in and the caller ahead of me did not pick up the phone.
Right.
And I was next.
Yeah, I mean, This is the little silver linings that you get of God just saying, don't worry, I got your back. It's all okay. You're right where you're supposed to be, moving right where you're supposed to go. Okay. And it's going to work out. I can guarantee you that it's going to work out for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, my love. And listen, my email is drconniesays@gmail.com. And I would love to know what happens. If you could just drop me a line and you know, let me know. Either way, I can be praying for you, holding you up in the light, because like I said, I've been there.
No, it's funny because, you know, with all the ups and downs that's going on, I just, I do feel that, you know, something's going to pan out in the end. And, and then for some reason, like, I doubt that sense of, you know, security, because I'm just like, no way. There is no way that's going to happen, because things don't look too bright for me. But, you know, that's the inner knowing that things are going to be okay.
Yep.
And that's what I have been questioning all these, you know, all this time.
Mm-hmm. Well, honey, I'm telling you, we got to get off the phone because we got to end the show. But I am telling you, with every fiber of my being, that you are right exactly where you're supposed to be, and you just
and you're
going to
be
forward.
Just fine. Yeah,
thank
you're
you
going
so
to be
much.
Just
thank
fine.
So much.
Okay.
Thank
all right,
you're welcome.
Dr.
God
Connie,
bless
thank
you.
You.
You're welcome, dear. Thank you.
All right, we're going to finish off with one of my favorite songs, Fireflies. Here we go. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
A thousand hugs.